Building a natural hedge. One thing that every investor can do to increase their chances of success is to have a workable plan B, a backup plan, a hedge against failure. Many industries lend themselves well to hedges, and with the advent of a wide variety of derivative instruments in today's marketplace, hedging is getting easier all the time. Aside, cutting corners during a startup or expansion phase of a venture is poor business practice and will hurt you in the long run. It takes a special type of investor to realize this because it is counterintuitive. But the wise investor will put a little more into the real assets required at startup to help secure his overall investment. In the private equity world of real assets, where I work, most hedges must be planned and created in the very beginning of the investment program. For example, in our hospitality business, we build new hotel properties near major regional hospitals and universities. The natural plan B for a hotel facility near a hospital is to become an assisted living facility if the hotel somehow does not perform. This is a natural hedge. Our backup plan will deliver our clients the necessary returns to meet their goals when and if the original plan fails. To execute this hedge, we plan ahead. When we construct our hotel facilities, they are all sprinkled as required, but we add additional wiring to accommodate the necessary systems for an assisted living facility. We build the doors wide enough. We build the bathroom access to easily be converted to handicapped for a small cost. What is good about this plan B is that, due to the original location, the assisted living aspect of the property will often make more money than the original hotel development, given good market conditions and proper management. In the oil and gas world, the major uncontrollable risk is commodity price. In our analysis, we build in a hedging strategy that, during a market downturn, will assist the portfolio to return adequate cash flow to the partners until the market can stabilize and recover. Our hedging strategy, using simple, marketable derivatives, is designed to return 10% on the investor's capital at a minimum during the worst of times. If the fund performs as expected, the returns will exceed 20% annually. When you compare the downside of 10% profits in a down market with the upside of greater than 20% returns in a stable market, the risk to the investor becomes extremely low. What is best about this investment vehicle? 20% is the expected return. The portfolio contains hundreds of opportunities for extremely high upside potential, with some properties returning over 100% annually. This type of investment is the dream of the private equity investor. You make money in the down markets, you make even more money in the up markets. Low downside risk with extreme upside potential. For a startup venture, the natural hedge is often the very first purchase, the office location and land. It is wise for an investor to consider paying a little more for the corporate space and owning it, not leasing it. If you position yourself correctly, you allow the markets to work in your favor, increasing the value of your property to enhance the returns from your business. A wise move is to get slightly ahead of development with the purchase. Then, in 5 to 10 years, when it comes time to sell, your land might possibly be the most valuable thing your company owns. If you look around any major city in America, you will see investors who started businesses 5 years ago on the outskirts of town are now sitting on the most valuable piece of property in the market. Aside, the only sin in the private equity investing business is to stop trying, to give up hope of being successful. I cannot count how many times the initial investment in a good piece of commercial property has saved the investor when a private equity deal goes south. Today, my company offices in a nondescript part of town where the property values have tripled in the past 10 years. 40 years ago, we invested in this parcel, knowing that someday we would want to build. The land has increased in value 4,000% since purchase 40 years ago. In the beginning, we purchased land for 10 cents per square foot. It was slightly removed from town, but near a large hospital and two universities. Today, Walmart and Cracker Barrel have moved in, and land sales in the area are well over $4 per square foot. Regardless of how the hospitality program comes out, the original investors are very secure in this program because the initial investment in land has appreciated handsomely.